This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Around the world, more than 566,000 people have died from COVID-19, and there are over 12.7 million confirmed cases, with the United States leading in both the number of cases and the number of deaths. Nevertheless, U.S. Education Chief Betsy DeVos on Sunday pressed local communities countrywide to reopen schools with week-long in-person instruction, saying it's safe even with the surging coronavirus numbers of up to 60,000 or more cases per day. Speaking on Fox News and CNN, DeVos said, quote, "Nothing in the data suggests that it's in any way dangerous," end quote. She was noting that scientists don't believe children transmit the virus as often as adults do. However, the Kaiser Family Foundation, a healthcare research group, is warning that reopening classroom instruction could be dangerous for teachers who are at a greater risk of serious illness if infected because of their age and/or personal health conditions. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has posted recommended guidelines for reopening schools, calling for students to wear face masks and socially distance themselves by roughly 2 meters. Surging confirmed cases have made South Africa the ninth most affected country by the disease, according to Johns Hopkins University. South Africa has over 264,000 cases and accounts for more than 40,000 of all the reported cases in Africa. Hotspots include the largest city, Johannesburg, and its Soweto township, and the capital city, Pretoria. Africa's 54 countries have reported nearly 578,000 cases, the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported on Sunday. But testing rates are low, meaning there could be many more. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. India's coronavirus caseload is nearing 850,000 with a record surge of over 28,600 in the past 24 hours. That has prompted authorities to announce a week-long lockdown in the key southern technology hub of Bangalore, home to Microsoft, Apple, and Amazon. India has overtaken Russia in the number of cases and is currently behind the United States and Brazil, according to a tally by Johns Hopkins University. Governor of Japan's Okinawa Island is demanding a top military commander take tougher prevention measures after officials were told that more than 60 Marines at two bases have been infected with the coronavirus over the past few days. Polish voters went to the polls on Sunday in a tight presidential runoff between a populist incumbent allied with the United States, President Donald Trump, and a Euro-focused liberal aligned with Brussels. The stakes are high for Poland's right-wing Law and Justice Party government, which has relied on incumbent President Andrzej Duda to push through judicial reforms that have set Warsaw on a collision course with the EU over democratic standards, and this just 3 decades after communism ended in Poland. Poland's president is locked in a tight race with the mayor of Warsaw of the opposition Civic Platform. Final opinion polls showed almost an even split between the two. The election had been due in May at a time when Duda was leading, but it was delayed because of the pandemic. The president's support has slipped considerably since then, partly because of the virus, which is pushing Poland into its first recession since the fall of communism. Mali President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita has announced the dissolution of the Constitutional Court in an attempt to calm unrest that saw 4 people killed in street protests on Friday. The president said he would not tolerate such violence. The court has been at the center of controversy after it overturned provisional results for parliamentary elections in March. There are growing calls for President Keita to resign. Opponents are unhappy with his handling of Mali's long-running jihadist conflict and economic crisis and the disputed elections. A new opposition coalition led by the conservative Imam Mahmoud Diko has been insisting on further reforms after rejecting earlier concessions from the Malian president, including the formation of a unity government. And Sudan has passed laws banning female genital mutilation and allowing non-Muslims to consume alcohol. That's according to the justice minister this weekend. The move appears to be a reversal of nearly 4 decades of hardline Islamist policies that limited the freedoms of women. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.